This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Georgia State Election Board voted unanimously Wednesday to move forward with an investigation of U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat from Georgia, for his role serving as board chairman of a voter registration organization founded by Stacey Abrams, but election officials say failed to follow deadlines. Warnock did not respond to requests for comment. According to data from Burbio, a digital platform that tracks school data, President Biden's new target of reopening schools, having more than 50% of public schools offering at least one day of in-person classes a week, is behind where the nation's public schools already are. 66% of students in kindergarten through 12th grade are already attending traditional in-person classes 5 days a week. Millions of people in Japan will be delayed in getting Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine as planned. Standard syringes in use in Japan are unable to extract a sixth and final dose from each vial manufactured by the U.S. drug maker. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Minimum wage in America. Is it enough to keep your head above water? Should it be a state issue? USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Senate Democrats want to include an increase in the federal minimum wage in their COVID relief package. However, the plan is getting pushback from many lawmakers, like Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst.
Raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour will put 1.4 million Americans out of work. We don't want to see that. We don't want to kill small business.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. Department of Justice spokesman Mark Raimondi said the United States has sold more than 1 million barrels of Iranian fuel. The gasoline was seized under President Trump as he used civil forfeiture procedures to seize some 1.2 million barrels as it was being sent from Iran to Venezuela aboard four tankers. The proceeds will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The stress of the COVID-19 pandemic is taking a toll on mental health, USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The report from insurance company The Standard showed about 55% of the workers surveyed said they were dealing with mental health issues since the beginning of the pandemic, with many citing increased stress around job security and working from home while balancing other family and social demands. Dr. Patrice Harris says that just having conversations about these issues is a good place to start in dealing with them. The former president of the American Medical Association tells CNBC that there are some simple coping strategies those who are feeling overwhelmed can use.
Certainly, I want everyone to, first of all, give themselves grace and space to feel how they are feeling. Know that we are not helpless. And yes, we are all hitting that wall. But it is time to build on our reserves. Call on those coping skills that we typically use. Make sure we are getting some activity. I know in the North it's difficult, but put on your favorite artist and dance around. Make sure you're sleeping and try to eat. And by all means, Shep, we should not be turning to alcohol to cope.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and act. It also helps determine how we handle stress related to others and make choices. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood and adolescence through adulthood. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, sometimes, you know, that's probably good advice, even though we're looking back and, you know, enjoying an old 60s song there. You know, sometimes you just got to slow down. That's one of the things I've been realizing about myself lately. Even my son reminds me, Dad, you're going too fast. And I don't feel like I'm going fast, but I guess maybe I am, because afterwards I see that, you know, maybe there's some things I'm missing, some of the details I'm not quite catching up on. And, you know, I don't know if you're going through the same thing. I don't know what it is, but it just seems that maybe at our age, when you get that point, maybe you're on the downside of the hill. Maybe things aren't going faster just because of momentum as we're heading to the exits. I don't know, but I just think just an interesting observation, so to speak. Well, as always, good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we continue to remain committed to getting you these great guests so that we can go deeper into these topics to help you understand, to give you something the mainstream media, you know, refuses to give you. Because, you know, as we're realizing, even with, if I might say, Donald Trump, with his administration, Donald Trump demonstrated a lot, and I think he taught us a lot about being independent. And I am so grateful for the position of this radio show to be independent, to be non-beholding, you know, to people, because there are other talk show hosts and shows that are beholden to corporate authorities that say you shall not pursue certain topics, you know, whether it has to do with abortion, whether it has to do with election fraud, questions that you normally have. I mean, we're pursuing the questions that you have that I guess in otherwise, you know, politically correct company, you're not to question, because we're told thou shalt not question, because if you do, then something is wrong with you. Well, you know, if you have just observed something that, you know, shocks the system, that doesn't give you a sense of peace, because no matter what it is that you experience at the end of the day, I mean, there should be sense of resolve and understanding of what's happened. But if you don't understand it and you're asking questions and then you're told, well, just shut up, you know, I mean, this is the way some kids are taught as they're growing up, you know, just shut up, I'm your dad, you know, I'm your mother, you're not supposed to, you know, kids are supposed to be seen, not heard. And that seems to be the attitude of those on the left and progressives. Progressives. I mean, progressing to what? You know, what are you progressing to? Progressing to stupidity because you want to ignore a good percentage of the people, because progressives do not make up even 50% of the market. Okay, I mean, it's really a marginal percentage that progressives make up, but they've got a big megaphone and they make a lot of noise, cause problems, they burn down buildings, they upset people. And you know, then the people that we have in authority that are supposed to exercise the rule of law, somehow, you know, they weenie out on us. and they don't hold to the basic tenets of the law. They let them get away with it. And we've got, as Megan Barth said earlier, over $3 billion of damage that has been thrust upon these democratic, and keep in mind, these are democratic-controlled cities, okay? I mean, don't be confused to that fact. And I would believe, as a Democrat, if I were one, I would be bothered to say, wait a minute, how does this represent me? Does the Democratic Party represent me? I mean, they're allowing people to go in and, you know, kill people and, you know, wreak all this destruction and destroy jobs and everything in these communities and that. And you think, well, how would you like to live there? How would you like to have your kids, you know, of course, some of them are locked down, so they're not going to school anyway, but even have the freedom to go down the street to, you know, go to a park and, you know, play ball and, you know, do the things that normal kids, that we want all normal kids, normal American people to be able to enjoy, you know, kind of the environment that I grew up with. I mean, I really feel like I'm part of that Leave It to Beaver generation where there were sweeter times that were there and there wasn't so much contention. But, you know, I wonder, you know, at the end of the day, are we better off because of all this contention? Have we just, you know, beat this thing to death to such a degree, and all in the this guise of fairness? You know, as I mentioned earlier, and I asked Megan, was I being too harsh? You know, about the former president Barack Obama? There's just something, you know, it doesn't square up for me with Barack Obama. I mean, here he is; he's been blessed so many times over. He wouldn't have been blessed in any other country but America to the degree that he has been blessed, he and his family. But yet his idea about America is nothing close to like Martin Luther King Jr., who said, look, I want to take what's there and I want, you know, to offer ideas to reform to make it better. But no, his idea was just, hey, let's just tear it all down. You know, it is so unfair. And even the rhetoric that Michelle Obama puts out, sadly, you know, one moment she could never be prouder of America, you know, because they elected her husband to be president. And the next moment, because Donald Trump gets elected, you know, she's in shame. She says, no, I mean, how can you go that radically from one end to the other and not understand that this, in a sense, is the benefits of living in a free country, is that people can make a choice if it's not fussed with and, you know, and cheated and stolen, but we can, you know, that's the idea anyway, that we'd be able to make a choice. And this is up to our government, you know, to honor that and how they deserved us. And I say that they continue to serve us because we have questions. We have questions that we're not getting answers to. Questions that they don't even want to answer. They just want to shut us up and say, look, hey, you lost the election. Quit being a sore loser. Well, it's not that. It's the idea that, you know, what goes around comes around, and it could be the next time on them, and maybe some of them, you know, like Hillary Clinton in the back room going, see, it's all fair. They cheated. You know, Trump got in by cheating, and then he got kicked out, you know, so we had to cheat, you know, in order to get him kicked out because it justifies, you know, the means justifies the end, so to speak. But, you know, this is what's happened, you know, with the elite running away with our government, running away with our freedoms, leaving us frustrated and questioning, all in this environment of you know, political correctness, that we have to be really careful about pronouns and you know, how the you know, the Congress cannot say woman or man or anything gender specific, but yet Nancy Pelosi can do it. There's always the exception, you know, for the Democrats. I mean, she, you know, all because of January the 6th, you know, you got to go through this metal detector now, right? And she finds a way to get around it. Just like she found a way to go get her hair done, because after all, she is Nancy Pelosi. And, you know, she has that entitled right and obligation to look good for the masses. And regardless of what dictates she has put out for the minions, you know, after all, she is the queen, and the queen gets to do whatever she wants to do. I mean, this is the America we're living in, and I don't know if that galls you enough. You know, if that even bothers you, or if you just say, well, that's okay, you know, we have elites, and, you know, that's, I don't know, and but it does bother me, because that's not what I understood our U.S. Constitution to stand for. The land of the free, home of the brave, this is the government of for, by, we the people, that there would be equality on every level. Have we reached that across the way? Are there exceptions? Of course. Because within the context of the Constitution, there's the manifestation of our humanity. It's the execution of the said Constitution. And this is where our hearts come into play. And if our hearts are prejudiced, then our perceptions and that which we do and act upon will have that prejudicial bent. That's only common sense. And that is on display from time to time. And hopefully we can continue to work on that. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic. And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, that's what we like to say, and that is our commitment to you, commitment to independence, so we're not beholden to anybody. We're beholden to the truth and beholden to you, our listeners. We give you something that many in the mainstream media, I'll talk to some of my friends, how are you able to say that? I go, because... I don't have anybody breathing down my throat saying that, oh, you can't talk about abortion and you can't talk about, you know, babies that don't have a voice, or you can't talk about the injustices that are going on. You can't talk and do a deeper dive and so we can gain some understanding on Black Lives Matter. You know, what is it about? You know, we really want to understand. Of course, it sometimes becomes a bit preemptory when they say, well, we just want to burn it down. Okay, well, help me understand. You want to burn it all down? Yeah, we want to burn it all down to the ground. Okay, so what is the phoenix, or is there any phoenix? No. We just want to burn it all down. Okay, so what is the future here? What are we looking at? They cannot seem to articulate that in any kind of sense that gives you a sense of hope. They just want to absolutely destroy the America that you and I grew up with and the America that you and I understand that has served so many people, blacks included. I mean, LeBron James, where's LeBron James going to go, you know, without America? Where's Beyonce going to go? Where are these entertainment stars, Denzel Washington? I mean, go down the list, all these people of color, where are they going to go? You know, of course, they've gone to China in many ways, you know, because China seems to be controlling the entertainment industry. So maybe that's part of the answer, because America is just so wrong. But if it wasn't for America, they wouldn't even have that. China wouldn't even have what they have, because we know what they've done. And, of course, I could get scrutinized for that on any other normal outlet, a mass outlet out there that is under control and under the thumb of the Chinese. You know, President Biden meets with President Xi over the phone. First time they're able to talk. And, of course, you know, the communist Chinese are all excited because there's a new regime. And they know what they've done, you know, to Biden. And what this is all coming down to, ladies and gentlemen, and watch this, because this is all starting to play out. Because this goes back to J. Edgar Hoover days, right? And if you know and remember, J. Edgar Hoover had files on everybody. He knew what everybody was doing. I don't care if it was Martin Luther King Jr. He had audio tapes. He had reports on, you know, anything that was less than Christian about Martin Luther King Jr. He had a file for it. He had files on JFK. He knew about all this stuff, okay? And he knows about Congress. He knew about congressmen. They have files on congressmen and things they're involved in. And there's a lot of files out there that have these people beholden. I used to think it was all about the money. But what I'm realizing, and it makes sense, that it's more than about the money. It's what they have on these people. You know, breaches of moral integrity, lack of other things that they have that they don't want people to know. And, of course, the interesting thing, how it controls itself, is they're all in this together. Because they all have files on one another. Because you can't throw my file out without me throwing your file out. And so the threat of us having counter files kind of keeps us quiet. And so we just go along. So whenever there's a question about something and I need a decision, I say, let me see. I have a file for that. Let me go to the file here. And then who's ever in that file better kowtow to the prevailing force that has that file, right? So this is what's happening within our government, because there's such an incredible breakdown of integrity and corruption that's running rampant. I mean, you know, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out. It is stuff that has made most Americans just angry as all get out. As Jim Jordan says, this is what really upsets people more than anything, is the hypocrisy. You know, it's, yes, the money, but the other stuff is this elitism, this classism that's set up. And Jim Jordan had something to say very powerful, and I think very much to the point, and I want to replay this soundbite, when he's talking about the impeachment and the current environment we're dealing with. Let's play that cut now.
No, there's four principles and four facts. Four principles. This is unconstitutional. There was no due process afforded the president. This does grave harm. Thirdly, does grave harm to your First Amendment free speech rights. And fourth, it doesn't unify the country, as Joe Biden said he wanted to do just a couple weeks ago. And then the four facts that never change. How did the president incite a breach of the Capitol when the FBI knew ahead of time this was pre-planned? When pipe bombs were found ahead of time, before the president even had the rally, when Capitol Police asked for additional help, they asked for the National Guard to be there, and when the president specifically said, fourth and maybe most important, specifically said, peacefully and patriotically, make your voices heard. So four principles, four facts will not change, no matter how much video the Democrats show and no matter how long they talk. Those things are fundamental, and the American people, I think, instinctively understand those key concepts and key facts.
But unfortunately, we're being propagandized, and the mainstream media, shame on them for participating in this and to go along. I mean, they know better. Again, I grew up in an industry, a broadcast industry, where you could not jury rig and take out of context, you know, sound bites, video cuts and that sort of thing in order to promote. At least that was the old days. I guess today it's okay. I mean, really? It's okay? I guess a little bit of lie is okay. Gosh, I remember I worked for a company, and they were brilliant with this one question. And it was a qualifying question. I'm not even sure you could ask that question today. But when they were hiring people, because they wanted to make sure within their operation that people had a sense of integrity and how much they honored the truth, that it was really paramount, more than anything else, is can I trust you? Are you honest? And one of the qualifying questions they would ask, which seemed pretty harmless, you know, they would ask people, they'd say, hey, when is it okay to tell a white lie? When is it okay to tell a white lie? Think about that. Wow. And interesting answers that came out. But they were also qualifying answers to get people to understand that there was no exception for even a white lie. Because even a white lie can turn into a bigger lie and get complex, because that's what we know from experience, that the web of deception, how it comes about when first we decide and the thought comes in to deceive, there is a weave, there is a network of destruction that takes place that goes throughout the organization. You get that? And this is what's happened in our country. And this elite level of government what we call the bureaucracy, is there such a breakdown of integrity and lies that are going on? I mean, Jim Jordan talks about the First Amendment. Well, you can't violate the First Amendment and not violate the rest of them, because all these amendments are all, they're all linked together. And you can't pick and choose and say, well, you know, hey, this one I'll honor, this one I won't. It's kind of like the Ten Commandments. You can't just say, well, you know, hey, I'm pretty good on nine of them, you know, but that one, well, look at, you know, you break one, you break them all. That's really what it comes down to. You violate the integrity of the institution. And that's what's going on in our country today. And meanwhile, you're bewildered and thinking, okay, what is going on here? What are we doing? We're impeaching a former president. And we're setting a precedent going forward where, in a sense, God forbid, the Republicans do something as stupid as what the Democrats are doing right now. I mean, if the roles were reversed and was Republicans doing this, I'll tell you, I would be ashamed. I'm frankly ashamed of our country, that our country is producing this kind of animus. And it's on display and brought to you by the Democratic Party. If it was the Republicans, I'd be saying the same thing. And you've heard me be critical of the Republicans, because I think the Republicans should have a backbone and take a stand, you know, for the sake of the country, for the sake of their fellow Democrats. You want to be a good neighbor, and you want to be, bipartisan and cross over, the party line. Well, sometimes you got to protect people from being stupid, you know, and the Republicans... There's no sense of, trying to help the Democrats, get out of their own way. It's almost like they're on the self-destruct course. You see somebody heading for a cement wall, and you don't even want to take the keys out of their hands. You don't even want to tell them, hey, stop driving. Let me drive you. I'll get you around there so that we're okay. I mean, think about it. Think about how insane this is and what this is leading to. I mean, we are in danger zone, Will Robinson. And, and this is the problem with elitism and arrogance. The Bible's real clear about that. It doesn't fare well. That's the final chapter. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Georgia State Election Board voted unanimously Wednesday to move forward with an investigation of U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat from Georgia, for his role serving as board chairman of a voter registration organization founded by Stacey Abrams that election officials say failed to follow deadlines. Warnock did not respond to requests for comment. According to data from Burbio, a digital platform that tracks school data, President Biden's new target of reopening schools, having more than 50% of public schools offering at least one day of in-person classes a week, is behind where the nation's public schools already are. 66% of students in kindergarten through 12th grade are already attending traditional in-person classes 5 days a week. Millions of people in Japan will be delayed in getting Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine as planned. Standard syringes in use in Japan are unable to extract a sixth and final dose from each vial manufactured by the U.S. drug maker. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tune in to Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And guess what? We've got America's Money Answers Man. Boy, does he have answers, because we got questions. It's always good to have Jordan Goodman with us. Hey, Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Okay. I've been looking forward to our conversation because I need you to explain what went on with all the short selling and GameStop. Oh, man, there were so many moving parts, our heads were spinning.
So the big Wall Street firms, the hedge funds, like to profit from disaster, basically. So they think companies like GameStop, I mean, who's going into a GameStop? Everybody does video games online today. AMC, the movie theater company that hasn't had a theater open in a year. You know, companies that are doing really badly, they sell their stock short, hoping that it goes to zero and they can make huge profits. That normally works if fundamentals hold. But what's happened is that what I call the flash mob of investors picks on something. It's like, let's look at the stocks that have the most short interest, the ones that the hedge funds have shorted the most, and let's drive it to the stratosphere and bankrupt these guys. Wouldn't that be fun? Mm-hmm. So they have all these message boards like Reddit and so on, and they say, GameStop, that's a good one. So they drove the stock price from 10 to 460 in 2 weeks. This caused a lot of pain on the part of the short sellers. Because, as I like to say, with a long position, when you own a stock, it's got limited downside. It can only go to zero. But if you're short a stock, it's unlimited downside because the stock can go up forever. This was very, very painful for these hedge funds. And literally, they had to be bailed out with billions and billions of dollars because as the stock kept going up, their short positions kept getting, and then they'd have to buy the stock back to cover their shorts, as I said. So just a complete frenzy. The stock went from 10 to 460, and then the regulators came in, and the brokerage firm said, this is too volatile, so we're going to stop trading, in GameStop, which just infuriated all kinds of people. They couldn't sell at 460. Now the stock's at 90. So it's just been crazy. Yes. But all these other stocks, the ones with the biggest short interest are the ones that have gone up the most, having absolutely nothing to do with fundamentals.
Is this kind of a little bit of a payback, or just, you know, a bunch of young kids, which happens from time to time?
Well, it's played that way. You know, the big brokerage firm, there are several, but the big one is Robinhood. And their whole idea is to, you know, to take from the rich and give to the poor. And in this case, it worked. Well, it kind of worked, but a lot of people couldn't sell at 460, so it didn't. They weren't actually able to cash in on these things. But they caused a lot of pain on the behalf of many, many of these hedge funds that were short. And it wasn't only GameStop. That was the most prominent. But there were about 10 different stocks. And then the crowd said, oh, well, let's do silver. So silver went from $18 an ounce to $29 an ounce pretty much instantly. And so all the hedge funds that were short silver got killed around, too. This is going to continue. This is not over by any means, Bill.
Right, exactly. Well, and it seems that there would be some blood coming and going, right? I mean, because if you're up there on the high end, if you happen to get caught up and, you know, you get so emotional that you start buying this stuff, whether it's silver at $29,
exactly.
Even though I still think, you know, then you're kind of stuck with that, right?
It's way beyond fundamentals. Well, people who bought GameStop at 460, think it was going to 1,000, aren't you happy now that it's 90?
Okay. Exactly.
I mean, this is what, in Wall Street terms, they call FOMO, right? Fear of missing out.
Yes,
and when
exactly.
they see something going up, like, and we've seen this with Bitcoin, right? Bitcoin a year ago was 3,000. Now it's 33,000. Right. So everybody wants to get in the game. They did this with tulip bulbs in Amsterdam a little while ago. Remember that?
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
mania. It's the mania of crowds is what happens there.
Well, that's what happens. We're ripe for it with all this chaos that's floating about, Jordan. It's like America has lost its head in so many ways, and it's being manifest. I mean, let's talk the employment situation.
Getting worse.
About 6.7%. It's climbing up. Unemployment, we had what? Did we have what, close to 800,000 filings last week?
That's right. It had been a million, but still a huge number of people filing. Because of the virus getting totally out of control in many places, cities and states are closing down again. They kind of have to keep this thing under control, but that hurts economic activity. The current economy is sinking right now. It's being held up by free money from the Federal Reserve, just pouring money into the system, which mostly goes to Wall Street, and federal dollars. They did a $900 billion stimulus plan at the end of last year, and that's about to run out. And now they need to do another one. That's what's keeping the economy going, is free money from the feds and free money, which is borrowed, by the way, from the Congress.
Well, thank God for the interest rate right now being what
Correct.
It is. We'd really be in trouble. But at some point, inflation is going to kick in, as you know, and you've been warning us about. But now, regarding the stimulus money, we're getting reports from the government that there's probably almost a trillion dollars that's already been approved. They're just sitting there. That hasn't been spent. I mean, some of the schools haven't taken
PPP
their money.
The PPP program, a lot of the small businesses didn't get it. That was correct. Yep.
Exactly. So we've got that lying dormant. Yeah. And then we're fussing over 1.9
trillion.
And when you look at 1.9 trillion and you look at the breakdown of where this money's going, it's not all about COVID, is it?
No,
that's the problem.
About $300 billion of that would be to cities and states to patch up their budgets. I mean, certainly a good amount of it is going to vaccinations and health care and kind of getting the thing out there. It would be increasing the minimum wage to $15 from currently $7.25, doubling the minimum wage, basically. It would be going to the PPP program for small businesses. It would be going to giving checks to Americans. Some people say $1,400, some people say $1,000, but you know, giving checks to Americans of some kind.
Mm-hmm. $400 checks have been out there. Not everybody's gotten the $400 checks.
Well, the last one was $600, actually, that came out in December. And a lot of people who didn't need the money saved it. The savings rate has gone up dramatically. It's like, oh, well, this is nice. I don't really need this. Now, remember, this is money that the government has borrowed, mostly from the Chinese, handing out to people who don't even need it. It's a little bit. Mm-hmm. People who do need it, need it. But not everybody needs a bailout like this.
Well, and this is a problem. I mean, because the Biden administration really kind of, you know, exposed themselves, because they said when it was suggested that we should talk about, you know, a different outlay and to really focus on those people that really need it, not people that are making, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. But how about those people that are making, like, you know, under $100,000, $50,000 a year? Yeah. How about focusing on them? And they said, well, we just don't get enough credit.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, really, it's like, what? I mean, we've got serious problems here in River City, and you're worried about, you know, credit? And I'm not talking about credit to buy it. I'm talking about some sort of, you know, fan political acknowledgement, right?
Right. And this is all money that's being borrowed. I mean, we're currently at almost $29 trillion in the national debt, something like that. We're easily going to go over $30 trillion quite soon. And you add another $1.9 trillion on top of that. We're going to be, by the end of the year, we'll be at $33 trillion in debt, something like that. Yeah. Just staggering. And you're right, interest rates have remained low, although they've gone up some. I mean, the 10-year treasury was 0.5 in the middle of last year, and now it's about 1.1. So it's doubled in the last 6 months or so. That costs the government more money. If interest rates on treasury bills, which is where most of the money is, which is pretty much at zero now, went to 1%, okay, that doesn't sound like much, that would add hundreds of billions of dollars in interest expense to the federal budget. So we are lucky to have interest rates
overnight,
as low as they are.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. What does Janet Yellen bring to the Biden administration?
Well, she brings credibility. I mean, she's the only person who's ever held the big three in the economic realm, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Council of Economic Advisors, and now Treasury. It's a very different role being in the Treasury than being a Fed Reserve. Fed Reserve, you're supposed to be kind of neutral. Treasury, you're an advocate. So she is the point person for the $1.9 trillion deal that they're offering. So she's got to be a salesperson. The Fed Reserve chairmen are not salespeople. We'll see. I mean, the last I've heard, of course, the Senate is 50-50, Democrat-Republican. Mm-hmm. The last I heard was that Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who's actually quite a conservative Democrat, is not signing on for the $1.9 trillion. Without him, it's 51-49 against it, and they will not have a stimulus bill.
Yes.
So that could upset the apple cart right there. They can say, oh, we got 50 Democrats. Maybe you don't sometimes, and that would make a difference right there.
Well, I think he's having a hard time with this other money, as we alluded to. Some of this money in this 1.9 stimulus is not all going to COVID. It's going to some overseas interest that you go, what does that have to do with COVID here in the United States? And we call it a COVID bill. It's like, please, give us a break. Jordan, we got to leave it there. How
Very
can people
good.
Be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Always glad to get emails from you folks, Bill, and always glad to help.
Now, you know why he's America's Money Answers Man and why he's the go-to for us here at Bill Martinez. Jordan, as always, appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
All right. Thank you. There you go. Thank you, Bill.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval.
If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, it's who we stand for, ladies and gentlemen. That is our commitment to you. Hey, we're going to talk with Ed Pizzoli in just a moment about, you know, that favorite thing that nobody wants to talk about, that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room called voter fraud. If you remember, it was Joe Biden. He said it. I mean, these are his words. People say, well, people took him out of context. I mean, when is it that you have to stop believing what comes out of a person's mouth? It's kind of like Black Lives Matter. You know, they say to you, they say, we want to burn it all down. We want to destroy it. And yet the Democrats were shocked when Black Lives Matter went ahead and started burning down Portland once again and now heading over to Washington just for fun because their mission hasn't changed. It didn't matter if it was a Republican or Democrat that is in the Oval Office. They want the whole thing down. The constitutional republic that you and I have grew up under and believe and trusted in all these years is at war with these anarchists. And that's what's happening. So why should we not believe Joe Biden when he says, and I quote, we have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. Well, the president of Florida-based law firm, Tripp Scott, former chair of the Republican Party in Broward County, Florida, and he has taught me so much about voter fraud. Of course, also his journey has taken him through Chicago. So Chicago, I guess, is the headquarters for voter fraud. Is it still, Ed?
Probably. Although there are other competing, you know, there are other cities on the rise, Bill.
Yes. Yeah.
I had to say.
Well, it is. And the thing is about it is that we accept this. And I may have, the last time we talked, I was shocked at how casually the media talked about the voter fraud that took place in 1960. I mean, here we are. We're talking, 60 years ago with JFK and Nixon. They said, well, if the truth be known, there was ballot stuffing that took place in Chicago. Surprise, surprise. And that's what won Illinois for JFK and subsequently the presidency. And that's just out there. And, it's okay. So this, as I've insisted, is the voter fraud continues to be kicked up the road to such a degree that it's so obvious And the media, George Stephanopoulos, is just disgusting how he says, well, there's no proof of massive voter fraud. What the hell does that mean? You know, massive voter fraud.
Well, you know, going back to 1960, there's a segment of the population that looks back in a romantic way, kind of longing for the old days of Chicago where we can, you know, 1960, after all, the ends justifies the means. We would have never had a President Kennedy if that didn't happen somehow. But let's put that aside, Bill. I think today, you know, I listened to the inaugural speech with some interest to see how Biden would play this. And the unity message is a good one. I think that people have had this conversation. Everybody wants some level of unity. However, let's understand, in order to drive unity, in my view, you have to protect the rights of all Americans. And that includes free speech. That includes the right to vote and have legitimate votes counted and not watered down by illegitimate votes. That people believe in the integrity of the election process, because after all, if they don't believe it, then you'll get tremendous frustration built up. We've seen some of that both on the left and the right. And so in the end, those are cornerstones of our republic. And so when you, if I were advising, say, President Biden today, you talk about unity, the first place to start, forget about the election results in 2020. We're at this point, we're beyond that.
Yes.
The question is, okay, we need to look at election integrity across the board. And that, what I'm talking about is this, putting in place true due process protections for observers from both Democrats and Republican candidates so they can be part of the participatory process of how votes are counted and if they see something irregular so it can be explained. The transparency, we have to lift the curtain. We got to see Oz in a certain sense about how votes are being processed and counted when they flow into whatever election office there is around the country, whether it's on election day or prior through mail-ins. And then we have to make sure that mail-in ballots are handled in a sense with integrity.
Right.
So we need to have some minimum scenario where, look, you can't get a mail-in. We want to encourage people to show up on a personal basis and vote. Why? Because I want your audience to think about this. If someone is going to commit fraud or try to do something out of the ordinary, are they more likely to do it in person, or are they, if they can get away with it through the anonymity of
exactly
in the mail that has no tie to them? So
without
obviously
them, right.
It's the second one, right? So if I can rob a bank without ever going to the bank and simply doing it by a wire, then you know what? That's easier. Now, if I can't be tracked on that, somehow that makes it even more likely. So
yeah, but this is common sense, though, Ed. Which you're talking common sense. Yeah.
Well, you know, common sense. But here's the point being is that there are a set of rules around dealing with mail-in ballots, having what level of tolerance we're going to have on signatures being required around mail-in ballots. The uniform, we should have some level of uniformity that mail-in ballots are delivered prior to the polls being closed, so you don't have such pressure put on the process. We should have an appropriate role for due process on observers and transparency around on how that process is done. And we should have some level of consistency. States could have slight differences, but the bottom line is that we should have some level of consistency, particularly on federal elections.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Should all these be universal because they're so commonsensical?
Well, there should be a minimum. Let's put this. I would advocate for some level of minimum standard around dealing with federal elections, which is clearly within the jurisdiction of the federal government and within the national interest. Yes.
Why would we even consider, though, mail-in voting? I mean, there's been so much research, empirical evidence, just to your point, you know, that points out the vulnerability of mail-in voting. I mean, we have absentee voting for those people who cannot get off the couch and go down and exercise their civic duty. This idea of accommodating, you know, a lazy democracy that you cannot set aside one day in time. I mean, there are businesses that are giving, you know, their people, time off in order to go and vote, and having these broad windows of voting and stuff. Again, this opens up opportunity. The longer time that you have to vote opens the opportunity for more cheating to take place, does it not?
I agree. The problem is that the genie is out of the bottle in a certain sense on that, and the question is getting it back in the bottle. I would agree with you as follows. But remember, the right to vote is paramount. We should not make it difficult for people to vote. They should have to. It should be an active, participatory action by somebody, but we can't make it difficult. We have a history that we have to overcome with respect to poll tax and some of those things that occurred.
That's not even in play, though. I mean, come on.
I agree with you, but I'm just saying to you that in the end, there is going to be pushback in making sure that everybody has an opportunity to vote. And the question is, so look, if you really wanted to do this, then what you would do is you'd move election day to a Saturday. I mean, you know, you get rid of this idea that it's on a work day. You would open it up for, you know, a day and a half, 2 days, Saturday, Sunday, maybe, or something like that over a weekend. And you would force people to vote in person. The other thing you could do, as an example, you really want to get substantial about, you know, crazy about this. In my view, look, my MasterCard or Visa knows where I am every moment
exactly.
of the day. And if I pull out of my daily habit and buy something that I normally wouldn't buy, I get a phone call before they approve that charge. And so, to me, there are many ways to use technology to make sure that Bill Martinez, when he goes to vote, is really the Bill Martinez that he says he is, right? So that those are things that are important to us. We have not shown the will and the effort to do any of those things.
Well, we lost context. We've abandoned first principles. You know, as you said, the vote is precious. It needs to be honored and protected. And to that end, you are to put together a system that honors that. And clearly what we have now does not. I mean, people don't want to talk about voter ID. I mean, to me, this is academic. I mean, you know, we need an ID. I mean, whether you have it with your driver's license, and if you don't, a free voter ID card or identification card, you know, brought to you by your state, I think is the basics. I mean, that's a simple thing in order to, you know, to implement, but all because of this resistance that somehow we're putting unfair or undue pressure on minorities. I don't know how that makes sense.
I don't think it makes any sense whatsoever. And I would say to you that with every right, there is an obligation of those people who exercise the right.
Yes.
I mean, so, you know, there's no absolute right that is not checked because we live in a civil society. There's got to be some checkpoint on that. So the bottom line is that we've got to make sure, because here's the point. You and I vote, and we cast legitimate ballots. If five other people now vote and they cast illegitimate ballots one way or another, they've just basically put, you know, shot.
Well, they've nullified our vote.
I mean,
yeah, our vote is gone.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, and of course, we know in California, Judicial Watch, thank them, 3 million names on their voter registry are, you know, dead and gone, moved, you know, they're not valid, but California didn't move to clear it up. I mean, they admitted to half of that, but still didn't do much about it. Ed Pizzoli has been our guest. Ed, thank you.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The final phase.